We live in an unprecedented historical moment in which the intellectual establishment, not only of the West, but of the globalized world, has been shown to be, by its own leading science, has been shown to be false. The philosophy, or the let's call it the doctrine, the ideology of materialism, has been proven beyond a doubt by the field of physics to be false. Materialism, reductionism, atomism, all of these ways of trying to understand reality have proven wrong. They have been disproven scientifically. And the complete removal from validity of all of the mythologies that have been posing as sciences, particularly that of Darwinism and neo-Darwinism, have been disproven by science itself. And the entire intellectual establishment that based itself on this mythology has lost its credibility. And yet, at the same time, because of the political interests involved in trying to maintain this ideology as a ruling doctrine, this pseudo-religion has therefore required both a dumbing down of the educational system so that this information does not trickle down to the postdoctoral levels of the academy. Even many of the quantum physicists themselves, those who are studying it, don't realize the philosophical implications of the theory, because they have been taught by the establishment, just compute, do the equations, and don't think about it, literally. And so the number of physicists who have broken out of that and have realized that they have an obligation to think about what they're doing and the implications of all of the aspects of quantum physics that are so paradoxical and that prove the non-materiality, the non-locality, the entanglement of all the forms and energies of the world, the single quantum unified field, the fact that that consciousness enters in prior to the question of what is reality. The question is, who's measuring it? It's for the first time it's recognized that the observer determines what is observed, that consciousness is primary and appearance is secondary and is a product of the projection of that consciousness. And the unification of the psychic and the apparently material has completely broken through the logic of reductionism and the belief that we live in a self-standing world that evolved from random chance, from atoms and formed in molecular bonds and then somehow into protein chains that could replicate and then somehow without ever being able to explain how it would produce cellular membranes and be able to then somehow form into colonies and multicellular organisms. All of this was a myth. And for the first time, a nihilistic mythology that took over all of the world's social systems. And this, because it's literally a religious belief in randomness, meaninglessness, purposelessness, a universe with no intelligence behind it and no significance. And that's what we've all been indoctrinated into believing. And believing that it's It's foolish to believe in a God or to believe in any form of intelligence as operating behind the presence of the cosmos, even though the fact of order, of systematicity, of entanglement, of non-local nature, of forms and the possibilities of communion and telepathic relationality have had more than enough evidence to overthrow that theory. But nonetheless, it has been forcibly shoved down the throats and into the minds of generations of people who have been in the situation where if they don't believe that, they can't hold a job in the universities. And so we see a situation where the only alternative that has been allowed to that to this fundamentalist materialism is a fundamentalist religion, which is equally against free inquiry, equally ridiculous to the logical mind that wants to understand how could reality have come to be. And so both of these two alternatives have no legitimacy to anyone who has the ability to think for themselves, which is why the religious establishments have lost their credibility. They've also been corrupted from within, and their hypocritical nature has been exposed. And so the cynicism of the population at large, who cannot believe either in the scientism based on materialism or in the fundamentalist religions that are offered as the only alternative, which are in a collusion. And both of them have been against the one alternative that is a true intellectual alternative model of reality based on non-duality. And all the philosophers like Spinoza and the non-dualist mystics of every tradition have been burned at the stake, banished, excommunicated, silenced in one way or another. And they have been called the nihilists and the non-believers and the materialists, even though these have been the actual sages of a higher alternative explanation and understanding of reality. So we are at a turning point where the loss of legitimacy of both the religious institutions and the educational institutions, and of course the political, the media, all of the institutions of society have lost any right to claim the loyalty of those who are dependent on those institutions for an order that sustains a world in fairness and justice and ethical responsibility, etc. All of that has collapsed. And so we see before our eyes the decomposition of society and the results, the karmic whirlwind that every social system that has been based upon illegitimacy of authority has lost the bond of love and support from the masses of people that is required for people to be willing to give their lives to such systems, to fight for them, to serve them, to make sacrifices for them. And all of those systems and human bondings have now lost the power to hold people together. And so we see a situation where nations and religious organizations and ethnicities are literally coming apart. And this goes down fractally to every level. The family system has, in most cases, has lost its legitimacy, and there is no organizing principle that holds generations together. that holds families together that have nothing more than a genetic material basis, but no basis in a sustained consciousness that can function freely and openly and transparently and with true love and true recognition of realities that transcend the ideologies that have been proven false. And so we see a system in which all the bonds, the couple bonds, the bonds between mother and child, all of the bonds have weakened to the point where there is no trust among human beings, no sense of the ability to believe in anyone else's promises and anyone else's commitments to keep their word. And so we have literally lost the belief in the word, in the capacity for people to make contracts, to make promises. And no matter how much fine print and how many signings by lawyers and all of the various ways in which the system has tried to maintain some order that can be enforced through fairness of procedure, et cetera, that whole system has also lost its legitimacy, the corruption within the legal system, the political system, et cetera, the hypocrisy and failure of the capitalist system to even follow its own rules, even at a level which have never been characterized by fairness, but at least a level playing field in which the market forces can be expressed freely. Even that now is gone, as we see in the competition between the U.S. and China and Russia and with every other country. And the Hobbesian view that the world is a war of all against all at every level is now becoming manifestly an observable reality. And so what we have lost is the capacity for love and the capacity for that unification of consciousness that is the true underlying reality of our being. But because of the false belief in egoic forms of ideology and the loss of touch with the heart, the defended closed nature of consciousness and its own dispersion into dissociated fragments that are at war with one another, even within the individual psyche, prevent any kind of healing to function at either at an individual or a couple or a family or a social or a planetary level. And the whole thing, all of the bonds of human affection and elective affinities are disappearing at an accelerated rate because of this failure of consciousness to know itself and to be true to itself, and therefore to be able to be true at an interpersonal level with one another. But more significantly even than that,